Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 120 countries daily worldwide over the Internet. Now, for more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, business, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on home remedies when we come back. You know, when people call the law school, they oftentimes ask me how they can learn more about the topics that I speak on over the air. Well, keep in mind that most of these topics that you hear on the radio, I teach in detail in one of my schools here at the law school. For example, when you hear me talking about the common law, it was Alfred the Great that codified the common law in 872 AD, and he divided it up into 49 principles or statutes, of which 22 of those 49 statutes are incorporated into our Constitution and Bill of Rights. Now, the common law was first taken from the Mosaic Law, which was given to Moses by God at Mount Sinai, and that's recorded in Exodus 19, verse 16, through Exodus 24, verse 8, and it includes the laws of negligence, insurance, taxes, income, property, social security taxes, covers them all. Now, these IRS taxes that we're paying today are simply a counterfeit of the tithing laws of the scripture, and they work a theft on everyone who participates in them. Now, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob gave us a better way of life than the income tax and social security tax. And that's the basis of my tax and status school. Now, we owe this income tax. We owe the social security tax, all right, but it's because we've contracted into it. Now, if you'd like to learn more about tax and status, why don't you write for our free general law CD package first? That's the place to start. It's educational, it's informative, it's entertaining. Best of all, it's free. You can call and ask for one. It's the number to call, 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org, click onto the archives page, and you can download that free general law CD package right there in the privacy of your own home. I don't even have to send it in a plain brown envelope. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Click onto the archives page, and there it is. All right, we're reviewing a book here called Home Remedies. The guy that wrote it, his name is Vance Farrell. I mentioned to you last time. I think this guy, he has to be at least a medical doctor, and my guess is that he's a scientist of some kind. He may be a biologist. He's covered a number of topics and subjects in here that the average Joe Sixpack wouldn't know about. You know, it's one thing to write a book on evolution or special creation or on healing and health and herbs or something like that. This guy has covered all of those. All of those. The only one other guy that I've seen do that, that's Harry Rimmer. Now, Harry Rimmer is a doctor of theology. He's dead now, but he was a doctor of theology, but he was also a scientist. And he wrote a series of books, about 15 in all, one of them called The Harmony of Science and Scripture. And I've reported on that a time or two, and the scientific implications of Joshua's long day and how to prove it scientifically, things like that. This guy is doing the same thing here. And so I thought, well, if that's the case, then this guy has to have some kind of information, some kind of training in the sciences. Now, he's got a section in here on basic women's herbs. Now, herbs, oven by itself, is a big subject. My wife has probably, I'm just going to guess, 20 books on herbs. Could be 30 or 40, but I know she's got 20. You got a whole shelf of them. And herbs, you know, there are guys out there like Dr. Schultz in California, who was an herbalist. And there was Dr. Christopher. He was called a master herbalist. I was in a health food store the other day, and I counted all of the herbs that they had on the red deck, 12 wide and 12 high, 144. I know that's not all of them, but that's probably the biggest commercial array of herbs that I've ever seen. Saw it in Springfield in the health food store, 144. And like I said, books and books have been written on it. Now, herbs are pretty important little critters. An herb is a plant like garlic. Garlic is an herb. Now, there's something about these herbs that God has given us. Now, they're mentioned in the scripture. They're herbs for healing. And they're relatively simple to master or to understand the principles behind it. But to try to master herbology, oh, my God, that's like trying to master physics. I'm not sure that anybody can do that. Any one guy could do that. So here's what the basics and the principles are. I think any of us lay people can grasp this. Sickness and disease comes from two sources. You're either starving to death or you're being poisoned or some combination of the two. That's all there is to it. If you've got scurvy, son, that's a nutritional deficiency. You're dying from vitamin C deficiency, and if you don't replace that vitamin C, you will die. Scurvy's a killer. It'll kill you. Dead in a popcorn fart. All right, so to solve the scurvy problem, no big deal. We just give you vitamin C and away you go. Well, that's nutrition. That's just starvation. All right, so now we learned from the books and from the guys that practice this herbal the remedies, etc. There are 92 of these nutritional elements that we need, and they're divided into three groups. You've got these amino acids, 16 of them. Then you've got vitamins, and I think there's 16, 18, 19 of those. And then the balance of them are minerals, and then they're called trace minerals, you know, things like potassium and magnesium and copper, arsenic, iron, you know, and you have to have those. If you don't have any one of those 92, you will develop a symptom. It may be palsy. You know, you'll see a guy, and he's got his hand shaking. I once had a customer like that, and he had his left hand. He used to stick it in his coat pocket all the time because he couldn't stop it from shaking. And it was his right hand. It just constantly shook. Not his left hand. The rest of him was fine. And he'd been to the doctors and so on. They couldn't figure out what the hell was wrong with him. And, you know, the doctor, he's going to give him pills and prescriptions, and they're going to experiment and try and see if this works, see if that helps, and so on. Well, look, this has been going on for thousands of years. And over the years, people, herbalists, have discovered that certain herbs will give you certain relief or certain benefits. So when you've got, say, pneumonia, and we give you garlic, and the pneumonia goes away, we don't say that we healed you with the garlic. We really don't know what the hell is in this garlic that healed you, but we know it's a natural antibiotic. Now, we also know from science that if you get pneumonia, we shoot you up with penicillin, and the pneumonia goes away. So we say, well, penicillin cures pneumonia. I had it three times. And they take me to the hospital, shoot me up with penicillin, and pneumonia goes away. Now, pneumonia is a killer. And people have always been nervous about pneumonia. People have different ways of treating pneumonia. Now, here's the way that pneumonia gets treated, and it works herbally every time, garlic. And that's because it's an antibiotic. It's just a natural antibiotic. There's more in garlic than just the antibiotic, because garlic is used for a number of ailments. So now here's what this guy Farrell has done. He comes along here and he says, I'm going to write a book called Natural Remedies Encyclopedia. You've got 500 ailments. These are written up in the physician's desk reference. You go to the doctor. The doctor listens to your story. He says, oh, you've got symptom 1, 2, 3, 4. He looks that up in the desk reference. He says, oh, my God, you have diabetes. You have a stroke. And that's all we did with Dirk. We said, oh, you got a bad headache and you've got these other symptoms. We said, well, you're having a stroke, threw him in the car, hauled him into the hospital. Now, sometimes these symptoms are of something else. And that being the case, you know, what is the cure for it? Now, there's an herbal cure for all of these diseases. There's an herbal cure. There's an allopathic cure. You know, it may be penicillin. Or it may be an herbal cure. That's garlic. Now, just carry that out, and all of these treatments and prescriptions and things that you're getting here, the reason that the allopathic medical doctor and pharmaceuticals and so on like their program is because it's patentable and saleable. The two key items, that you can patent it and you can sell it. That's what makes it profitable. And when you're in pain, you don't care what the cost is. Hell, some of these pills, some of these prescriptions, these remedies that are being offered to you, they've got 6, 7, 10, 20, 30, 50,000% markup in them. They cost a nickel to produce, and they sell for $5. I mean, you know, they're very profitable. And hell, I wouldn't begrudge the pharmaceutical industry their profits if their product worked and it worked every time. The problem is that they don't work, and they don't work every time. I shouldn't say they don't work. They work some of the time, partially. They've all got side effects. Now, herbs have no side effects, and the correct herb used for the correct ailment works every time, just like penicillin works every time for pneumonia. Now, that doesn't mean it's bulletproof. You know, sometimes they take a guy in, he's got pneumonia, fill him up with penicillin, he dies anyway. But by and large, you know, when you've got pneumonia, you go to the hospital, they're going to shoot you up with antibiotics, and, you know, if you're average, you're run-of-the-mill, you'll come out of it. All right, now, we can do the same thing with herbs, and we can do it on a regular basis. In fact, when your medical doctor says there isn't anything more we can do and you're going to die, don't pack it in yet. Not yet. If you've still got 15% of your body energy, an old Indian doctor told me, he said, we can cure that cancer if you've got 15% of your body energy. If once it drops below that, you're dead meat. Because you're going to have at least 15% of your body energy in order for your body to heal itself. My wife's body energy was down so low, she could only eat almonds, 6 almonds a day. That's all the protein she could take. I mean, she was just damn near dead. Now, when she pulled out of that, now her body energy is strong enough that when cancer recurs, and it does from time to time, then she goes to the herbs and you pull out the right herb, and then it'll take care of that symptom. Now, I told you the other day, when you got lumps in your breast, my wife, she gets those lumps in her breast about once a month. That's 12 times a year, and she treats it with barley green. Goes away in 24 hours. Doctor, he wants to cut your breast off. Now, my wife's got both of hers, and, you know, they get hard once in a while, mainly the right one. Barley Green softens it up every time. Well, it has so far for the last 30 years. Now, there may be a time coming in the future when she'll take the Barley Green, doesn't do a thing, gets harder, dies of cancer. Well, you know, she got 30 years of life that she wasn't going to get. The doctors had already given up on her, and that's why I'm pointing this out. That in this section here on page 549, women's basic women's herbs, special supplement, how to use herbs, some special herbs, herbs to use during pregnancy, herbs at childbirth, herbs for nursing mothers, herbs for infant care, cautions regarding herbs, and when to gather herbs. I mean, there's a lot about herbs. Now, the Chinese are heavy into herbs and herbal medicine. Then we've got naturopaths and we've got herbalists, and they're heavy into herbs and herbal medicine. And I'm not here to sell you herbal medicine. I mean, hell, if you want to take penicillin, get after it. But there's an alternative, and it's cheaper. I mean, what are you going to patent about garlic? Now, there's a cancer remedy. We call it Indian black salve. It's got some ingredients. I've forgotten what they are. I'd have to go look them up now. But anyway, it's a black paste stuff. And when you put this on, and I've got one here. I've got a wart here on my finger. And I put black salve on it. Nothing happened. Didn't do a thing. No reaction. Zero. Zip. That wart is not malignant. Because this Indian black salve, it only eats out malignant cancers. You can put it all over your body. I mean, you can bathe in the stuff and you can do a thing. But if you've got a malignancy, if you've got a skin cancer, it will eat it out. Turn it to pus. It'll kill it. Now, the reason I bring this to your attention is because these are herbs, and these herbs were designed by our Creator because he knew, not a dummy. He said, you know, these people aren't going to listen to me, and they're going to eat pig, and they're going to get trichinosis, and they're going to get worms, and they're going to get these maladies. And we have to have a remedy. We have to have a solution to each one of these maladies. And so that's why you have these herbs. Now, there's another little thing here. It comes from herbs. It's called oil. And the reason that these oils and herbs work so well is because they're heavy in vitamins, minerals, amino acids. In other words, the nutrients that you have to solve this problem is in this particular herb. Let me give you an illustration. You go out here and you plant spinach in your garden, and it's got calcium in it. And that's a good source of calcium, spinach. But there's another herb out here. We call it pigweed here. There's another name called lamb's quarter. It has 318% more calcium than spinach. So let's suppose you had a calcium deficiency. Now, I do every once in a while. I get out and work, and when I get out and work, I stretch my muscles, and I come in at night and I have cramps. All right, now I've got a calcium deficiency. That's what the underlying problem is. So I got to get calcium. So where's the best source of calcium? Pigweed. Pigweed. It's an herb. It's a food. You can eat it like salad. I mean, you can just stick, you know, put some blue cheese dressing on it, pull the leaves off, stick them in a bowl, throw some dressing on it, and eat it like you do a salad. You can dry it and grind it all up into a powder, stick a teaspoonful into a glass of water, and drink it. But here's my point. It's an herb that is very high in calcium. All right, well, all of these herbs are very high in one or more of those nutritional properties, those 92 essential elements that you have to have. But that's the benefit that you get from these herbs. Now, he's got a section in here on herbs. So let me give you a flavor for it and show you why this book is worth $85. He starts off by saying how to use herbs. And on pages 34 to 39 of this encyclopedia, you will find a very useful introduction to the preparation and use of herbs in your own home. You can grow these out in your own herb garden. Now, remember, there's about 150 of them. And each one of them have different properties, and they serve different uses and different needs. It isn't very logical, in fact, it isn't even very practical for you to think that you're going to grow all 144 of these herbs out here in your garden. Now, we've got some of the common ones like comfreys out here. We've got these red berries. We've got it's another red berry out here, too. It's I forgot what the name of it is now. It's on little bushes, and then I got some bigger trees down here. Hawthorn berry. This hawthorn berry, now, if you're having a heart attack, will open your blood vessels up. You got a restricted artery, you know, atherosclerosis. These hawthorn berries will open that up. I happen to have it here on the farm, but if I didn't have it, I can get it at the health food store. So it's more practical in real terms to buy these herbs from the herbalist. And probably the best herbalist that I know of in the country, he's a student of Dr. Christopher, is this Richard Schultz. Now, next week I'm going to tell you about another herbal source from the international forecaster, Wendy Wilson. I'll talk to you about that next week, and I'll show you why the international forecaster in your health section is so valuable. But, you know, for this program here, let me just point out, look it up online, Richard Schultz, master herbalist. Look up herbs and herbalists. I think you'll find him, Google him out. He's out in California. Now, he says that these herbs that come in from China and overseas, stay away from them because they're irradiating them. That's number one problem. Number two, they're growing them with chemical fertilizers, and they're spraying them. and it's the kiss of death. An herb is for healing, not for killing. These sprays are for killing insects, and there's residue left on the herbs. He says it makes them useless. So I think that the guy's probably got a point there. So I'm not in favor of just buying any herb from any health food store. Although it's better than nothing, they're lacking. And I got that from Schultz. So tuck it away in your heart. So when you want to buy them, you want to make sure that they're organic. Now, just because it's in the health food store does not mean that it's organic. Put that out of your mind. Many of the products now in the health food stores are tainted, and that's because Kellogg's and Post and General Mills and Kraft, they have bought out a lot of these health food companies. And now they're introducing their practice, you know, their polluting practice. They're now going into the legislatures and they're saying, well, if it's got 5% inorganic in it, that should still constitute organic. And so the legislature says, well, yeah, we'll buy that. So they make a law. Now, listen, let me tell you how bad this is. You know this product on the shelf called Sue B. Honey? It's probably the biggest trade name in honey in the United States, Sue B. Honey. Well, they went into the legislatures of the states and they said, now listen, we want to be able to call our honey pure honey. Now, when I see the word pure, that says to me 100% honey. But the law that they wrote up is if the package of honey contains 51% honey and 49% high fructose corn syrup, you can call that pure Sue B. honey, and that's what they do. Now, I don't know what the percentages are, but that honey is not 100% honey. It's 90% honey and 10% high fructose, or 80-20 or 70-30. All right, now, that's what's happening to our health foods and our health food stores. While we believe that the health food store is selling us 100% pure, and they used to do that, they're not doing that anymore. And furthermore, the health food store operators, they're kind of getting shady now. I was in talking to a lady the other day, and I said, now, is this organic? And she says, it's marked USDA organic. And I said, yeah, but do you know that this is organic? And after I chided her a little bit, she says, well, no, I don't know. And I said, now, you know as well as I do that some of what's in your store is not 100% organic. And she said, yeah, that's true. We know that. Now, if they start telling their customers that, then their customers are going to shy away. The guy in the health food store is getting caught between a rock and a hard spot. He depends upon his suppliers sending him organic garlic. And if they don't send him organic garlic, if it's only 95% organic, what's he going to do? He needs to sell 95%, better than nothing, but taint 100%. Now, for those of us that are purists, you know, when I see honey, is that honey or is that some gloppy mixture that you've manufactured in your factory? Now, most people don't care. They're happy to buy Sue B. honey. The stuff never sugars. It's heated to 180 degrees. It runs like water when they filter it, and it's real clean, neat-looking stuff. Ain't fit for a dog to eat, but, you know, it's good-looking stuff. It tastes good. Hell, I don't deny it. But when we get into herbs, these herbs are for healing. And in order for these herbs to heal, they've got to have the nutrients in them. And in many cases, they have to have the enzymes. Now, in the last program I pointed out to you, from the evolution section in here, there's more than 2,000 enzymes. Now, let me tell you a story about a very important enzyme. In milk, in cow's milk, there's an enzyme that digests the cream. It digests the fat. Without that enzyme, you can drink all the milk you want, partner, but you're going to get two problems. Number one, you can't digest the cream, and number two, you can't assimilate the calcium. You got to have the enzyme. Out of 2,000 enzymes, this enzyme is in milk. It's one of the 2,000. God made it, and there it is, and it's in the milk. And you have to have it to digest the milk. So we go out and we pasteurize the milk, kill the enzyme, and then you wonder why you're lactose intolerant? All right, that's the answer. Now, milk is also an herbal remedy. It's a medicine. Raw cow's milk is a medicine. Let me show you why. I had heart disease. I had atherosclerosis. I go to my doctor, old Doc Lester, and he says, here's what we're going to do. We are going to put you on raw cow's cream. And so he says, I want you to drink one cup of raw cow's cream every day for 90 days, 90 cups. Come back and we'll put you on the EKG and see how your heart is. I did, and it improved by 30%. The allopathic medical doctor that had the EKG machine, he was amazed. He said, what is Lester doing? I never told him. I'm telling you. And that's because the enzyme in the raw cow's cream not only digests it, but in your body it will dissolve the plaque in your arteries. Isn't that amazing? I didn't make it. I'm just a reporter. I'm just here to tell you. That's the way it works. God designed it that way. The creator, God. And I'm not talking about Zeus and Jupiter and a moon day and a Tuesday and Thursday. I'm just telling you that's the way God designed it. Now, that's a miracle. You know, oh my God, that's a miracle. Listen, allopathic medicine can melt the plaque out of your arteries also. It's called chelation. I don't know what all they put in the chelation bag, but I went through the chelation program years ago. It works like a shot. Allopathic medicine, that is your local medical doctor, your local witch doctor, he can melt the plaque out of your arteries also. He won't do it, and he won't even recommend it, even though it was discovered by the AMA at Johns Hopkins in 1963. They stay as far away from chelation as they can get. It's not illegal. You know, they got it, licensed it, bonded it, insured it. But it doesn't produce very much revenue. So what they want to do is they want to use the Roto-Rooter system. They want to use bypass surgery because that's worth $100,000, and chelation is only worth $1,000. You get paid 100-to-1 better by doing the bypass surgery. But that's not to say that we can't melt the artery, that melt the plaque out of your arteries. Now, it cost you $1,000, probably cost you $2,000. Now, when I did it, it was $1,000, and I did it for 6 weeks. I went in once a week for 6 treatments, and they just melted the plaque right out of my arteries. So you can do it holistically. You can do it with raw cow's cream. Now, God help you now, if you go down to your local supermarket and buy cream out of the cabinet and take it home, that'll kill you. No enzyme in it. In fact, that's the stuff that plugged up your body. If you're drinking milk, pasteurized milk, that's plugging up your arteries. And oftentimes I'll make a report here, and then some guy reports back to me, well, I went down the store, Mr. Gordon, and I bought 3 quarts of it. That guy told me that one time. Hey, I'm down here buying milk. I'm drinking milk now. Where are you getting your milk? I'm getting down at the supermarket. Well, there's a couple of states, California and Georgia, I believe it is, where you can still buy raw milk, certified raw milk, in your grocery store. But, you know, for all the rest of us, don't you believe it for a minute. All right, now that being the case, I just want to bring that to your attention. These herbs, then, are valuable. There's a section in here on herbs for women, for women's diseases. You know, the women's problems. You got PMS, or, you know, women have all these various and sundry little problems over here. And so he's got a section. He says, well, what if you're a nursing mother and you don't have enough milk? There's herbs that you take here, ladies, that will stimulate your bodies to produce more milk for your baby. Now, we do that with cattle. If I want to stimulate more milk production, thank God we've got, Monsanto? And they came up with this BLS or something like that to make cows produce more milk. We can do that. Sure, we can do that. We got chemicals to do that. Now, there's a natural way to do that. We feed them alfalfa hay. Oh, my God. You know, you got a cow that's kind of mediocre, you feed her alfalfa, and God, she'll just jump right up in her milk production. There's a product here called Range Cubes. Range Cubes. It's made with a high protein, bypass protein. Great stuff. Well, of course, it's got some side effects. It gives your cow mad cow disease, but, you know, it produces a lot of milk. Hell, we can do that. But there are natural herbs that do the same thing, and alfalfa hay for cows. And ladies, believe it or not, alfalfa will produce more milk for you too. Now, and there's pills that you can take and take in tablet form. I mean, you can go out there and munch alfalfa in the pasture with the cows if you want. But normally, what we humans do is we go harvest the alfalfa, we grind it up real fine, stick it into capsules, and you take these capsules, and this alfalfa will make you produce more milk. Now, these herbs are natural. No side effects. You cannot overdose on alfalfa, ladies. See? Now, you can overdose on a lot of these chemicals. You got to be careful about how much of these chemicals you take. It's like crack cocaine, you know. The natives, they chew cocoa leaves. They never overdose on cocoa. On the other hand, you know, you can synthesize this stuff down. You can get so much cocaine to kill you. Same thing with heroin. You know, I mean, you can eat them poppies all day long, but, you know, you get too much heroin, you know, you overdose on it, it kills you. So natural herbs are foods. That's what it boils down to. And this is why allopathic medicine, the pharmaceutical companies, want to take over that branch. It's the fastest growing food branch in the nation. It's growing about 20% a year. They see the profits to be made. They want it for themselves. They're going to the legislatures. They're going to legislate it out of existence, and you'll have to get a prescription from the doctor in order to go to the pharmacy so that you can get these herbs. Well, that's coming, but it isn't here yet. So hang on, let me give you a mid-course reminder, and we'll be back with more on basic women's herbs and home remedies right after this. Now, you're listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. We're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States. We're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Now, the law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from a scriptural perspective. Now, that's 8 schools in all. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school. It is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. And the Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has our radio log schedule and archives. All of that can be accessed through our website at georgegordon.org. Now, all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the internet by title and date. That's for your listening convenience. And the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now, the law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order one by calling and asking for it. The number to call, 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, go to our website, georgegordon.org. Click onto the archives page, and you can download it right there, georgegordon.org. Go to the archives page. The sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief, and the Law Hour and editorial review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program. We often endorse or recommend books, papers, periodicals, and newsletters to our listeners. Now, these endorsements, these recommendations that we give, don't mean that the authors or publications that we're endorsing are necessarily going to reciprocate. So keep in mind that most of these authors and publications cited here on the Law Hour and editorial review, they may be hostile, political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans, and their viewpoints may not be totally endorsed by the Law Hour and editorial review either. These opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the views, the beliefs, or the opinions of the advertiser, sponsors, management, or staff of the radio network or local radio station that you're listening to. If you'd like more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, then please go to our website at georgegordon.org or call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, we're talking about Home Remedies. Home Remedies is a book, an encyclopedia, 8.5 by 11, big book, 600 plus pages, Natural Remedies Encyclopedia by Vance Ferrell, that's spelled F-E-R-R-E-L-L, topically arranged, over 500 remedies. And you can get a copy of it from heirloomseeds.com. It's not the only place. You can go right straight to the author. You might even be able to get this at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. It's published by Harvest Time Books. That's all one word, H-A-R-V-E-S-T-I-M-E, Harvest Time Books. This is the third edition. It was first published in 1998. Now what I saw? Yeah, 98. Now, if you would get online, go to Pilgrim's Books, Beersheba Springs, Tennessee, 37305. You could probably order a copy from Beersheba, B-E-E-R-S-H-E-B-A, Springs, Tennessee, Pilgrim's Books, P-I-L-G-R-I-M-S, Books, zip code 37305. You can probably get a copy from the publisher. You ought to call them first, find out what the price is. Now, the price that's on the book, they've got a number right on the book itself, $85, comes right on the book. Now, that's what I paid. That's where I got it, was from heirloomseeds.com. Now, they keep a bunch of them up there for their customers. That's where I happened to get it. Now, I've got about 20 or 30 of these books, and the reason that I selected this one, this is the best of the 20 or 30 that I've got. And as a result of that, I probably spent 20 or 30 bucks for each one. So if I've got 30 books at 20 bucks each, that's 600 bucks. This book costs 85. I think it's as good as or better than any or all of the other books I've got on the shelf, which is why I selected it for the review. Other good books are up there, and I'm not knocking any of them. They're all good. But this guy has got something going for him that nobody else has. Number one, this thing is comprehensive. I mean, it's not just remedies. It's got herbs. There's two sections in here on herbs, how to gather them, how to prepare them, how to store them, how to use them. And then here's a section here on women's herbs, just, you know, geared right for ladies. And I just mentioned before we took our break here, I said, hey, you got nursing mothers over here. I know how to boost milk production in my milk cows. I know how to boost milk production in females. And there's certain herbs that you use. Then he tells you what these are. Now, there's herbs in here like wild yam, white oak bark, witch hazel, mugwort, cramp bark, false unicorn, motherwort, mugwort. And, you know, there's the squaw vine. These names are the names that are used. Uva ursa, U-V-A, U-R-S-A. Senna, S-E-N-N-A. Sassafras, rosemary, parsley, peach. The bark and leaves of peach trees are used as herb medications. Isn't that amazing? Poke, P-O-K-E, contains toxic substances, and it should not be used in excess of 1 gram per day. Toxic effects have been noticed while using it either internally or externally. Rhubarb. You ever heard of rhubarb pie? My old granny used to make it. God, that stuff tastes bad. They'd mix it up with strawberries, and they call it rhubarb strawberry pie. That's because that rhubarb is so nasty. I don't know why they didn't just stick with the strawberries. Nothing wrong with strawberry pie, but rhubarb pie? Oh, my God. And I've eaten a piece or two of that, but let me tell you, that stuff's nasty. Now, my grandmother used to grow that, and so did my Aunt Bessie. Grew it all the time. Now, the reason they stuck it into a pie is because there are nutrients in that. Now, these old ladies knew that. And in order to get us, the menfolk here, to eat this stuff, they would concoct it in various forms. That's why they were putting that rhubarb pie out there. Listen to this, rhubarb. Do not use it over prolonged periods. It tends to aggravate any tendency toward chronic constipation. Don't use it during pregnancy. But this rhubarb is, and they got a name here, palmatum, rheum palmatum, rhubarb, R-H-U-B-A-R-B. Poke grows out here like weed. It is a weed. It just grows in the fence rows. You can use it for a salad. You can cook it. They, you know, the locals down here, they use it for greens. Now, you got to cook it, and you got to know how to use it and how to do that. You got to get that toxin out of it. So you're going to have to talk to somebody else. This isn't cooking class here. I just want to tell you about these herbs. Now, these herbs, ladies, are that they're mentioned in this section are just for you. There's herbs, 144 of them, and they do all kinds of things. You know, garlic is good for all kinds of things. And you're going to sit there and say, well, I don't want to take these herbs because that garlic makes me have bad breath. For how long? I mean, can't you take the garlic and then go swallow some scope? I mean, come on, surely we're smart enough to figure this out. You got bad breath, you drink a little scope, don't you? Okay, so you've got a malady, so you take garlic, gives you bad breath. Well, can't you follow it up with a little scope and cure the bad breath? That's what I do to get some of these herbs down. I mean, some of them are just damn nasty. And broccoli and Brussels sprouts are two of them. And so what I do, the wife cooks up broccoli and Brussels sprouts. She puts them on the table. And, you know, she calls them vegetables. And she wants me to eat them. Well, no, I'm smart enough to figure out they're probably pretty good for me. So here's what I do. I put some balsamic vinegar on. Oh, that just kills the taste right away. Balsamic vinegar ain't all that good by itself. But on top of the broccoli, the Brussels sprouts, the cauliflower, the vegetables that you can't stand, well, one neutralizes the other, makes them palatable. So you take a bite of mashed potatoes and gravy and a bite of broccoli smothered in vinegar. I recommend the balsamic vinegar because it's got a little better taste to it than the apple cider vinegar. It's not as bitter, not as bitey, not as acid. Actually, it's pretty good stuff. You can actually drink it. But moral to the story here is, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. I threw this out here for your consideration so you can get them down. Because when you've got these symptoms, you got to get the massive doses of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and what's these acids I told you about? I forgot it already. I'll think of it here in a minute. And these are called vital nutrients, 92 of them. Miss one of them, and you get a symptom. You got a symptom, typically you got pain or discomfort. You want a solution, you go to the doctor. He prescribes a pill. The naturopath prescribes an herb. It's just that simple. The herbs are cheap, don't cost anything. You can grow them in your garden. If you're so damn cheap you don't want to buy them down the street, grow them yourself. We do. You know, we got about 20 of them, common herbs that we use here regularly. And then if I run out and I don't happen to have one, see, we don't have any pregnant women around here, so I don't need these herbs for pregnant women. But let me pass one other little thing off to you. When you get pregnant, ladies, you have what's known as, I think if I got this name right, Protoblast. Grows like cancer, geometrically. You got two cells, male and female, doubles to 4, doubles to 8, doubles to 16, doubles to 32, 64, 128, and so on. It does this every day for 56 days. Now, if that thing continued on like that, it'd kill you. But at the end of 56 days, this baby, this fetus, is 100% complete. It's got eyeballs, nose, it's got a heart, liver, all the organs are there. Hands, feet, arms, everything's there. It's tiny. It's only about an inch long. The next, you know, that's 2 months. The next 7 months, all you're going to do is just put more weight on that fetus. It's already 100% complete at the end of 2 months. 56 days is the magic time. All right, now, if you're lacking zinc, during these doubling processes, this fetus is developing into a full-fledged human being. And there's a time when the palate is open, and that palate closes. And in order for the palate to close, it's got to have zinc. If you're missing zinc in your diet, you will have a deformed baby. You will have cleft palate. Now, an old buddy of mine, David, he had a cleft palate. Now, you know, he had surgery, and they closed it up, and he was just as normal and natural a guy as. But his mother, while he was in the fetus stage developing, was lacking in zinc. Now, she had four or five other children. They were all normal. Only David came out with a cleft palate. All right, and so now Joel Wallach comes along. He writes a neat book. I've reviewed his book. And then he points out you got 92 elements. You know what caused the cleft palate in David? Zinc. Zinc deficiency. Now, these herbs, ladies, are pretty valuable because you're not getting enough nutrients out of the food you're buying here at the grocery store. And, you know, my wife goes in, she buys a package of frozen broccoli, brings it home, we eat the broccoli. It does have nutrients in it, but it doesn't have enough. It's being grown with chemical fertilizers and sprays, dyes and chemicals. The soil is worn out, like as not. So you need supplements. So where do we get these supplements? Herbs, herbs, herbs. Now you can buy these supplements in pill form. I mean, you know, you can pop vitamin C. I do that. We've got zinc here. I mean, you can pop zinc. Make sure that it's organic, because if it's inorganic, your body can't assimilate it. You can forget that. So the reason you want organic is because your body can assimilate it. If you think your body can assimilate iron, just take a nail, put it on a grinder, grind it up, put the filings in a glass, and drink it down, Bob. Now, the problem with that is the plant can assimilate it because it'll rust in the ground. And then the plant will convert that through the process of photosynthesis into organic iron. Then when you eat the carrot, the peas, and the beans, you can get the iron that you ground off of the nail by throwing it on the ground for the plant to eat. But you can't do it directly. You haven't got that. You don't have photosynthesis. Same things with milk. I mean, you can drink milk until the cows come home, but you're not going to get any calcium out of it because you have to have the enzyme that's in the milk to digest it, and you lost that when you pasteurized it. So if you're drinking anything other than certified raw milk, you're dead in the water. Yeah, you're getting calories out of the milk, and it tastes good, and you're having a good time, and everybody likes Ben and Jerry, but, you know, nutritionally, wasting your time. So here's where the herbs come in. The reason that God created these herbs is so you can get massive doses of vitamins, minerals, and enzymes in one fell swoop. So you're a woman, you're sitting here and you're nursing your baby, you've got enough milk. We can give you herbs and we can deliver that milk in the morning. Deliver in the morning. Now I'm going to give you one more little quickie here. A cow, I don't know if humans do this or not, but you know, you write me a letter and tell me. Cows have a sensor on their teats. The calf sucking on the cow's teat interacts, the saliva on the cow's, in the calf's mouth, interacts with the receptors on the cow's teat, and it sends a signal to the cow. And that cow will go out and eat, if she's got it available to her. She will eat whatever herbs, whatever weeds that she needs to produce whatever vitamins, minerals, or enzymes that the calf is lacking. Amino acids. So I'm an observer. I've watched my cows many times, and mainly they eat grass. They like clover. They love alfalfa. They're out in the pasture grazing. But my cows all have access to the woods. And if you're just sitting there on a stump watching the cows as they're grazing and they're going through the woods, they'll reach up and take a bite off of an oak tree. I've seen them reach up and take a bite off of a cedar tree. They'll eat the cedar berries off of a cedar tree. Not very many. They just take a bite of them and chomp them down. And I've seen dock growing out there, and they'll just take the tops off of the dock plants. Now, ordinarily, cows don't eat dock. They don't eat oak leaves, and they don't eat cedar berries, ordinarily. They balance their own diets based upon what they need, and that calf and that cow combination. So now, if you want the best in nutritional value out of a cow, you leave the calf on the cow sucking, and then you take the balance of the milk off the cow. That milk that comes off the cow that's nursing, the milk that comes out of the cow that's got a calf nursing her will have 100% of all the vitamins and minerals that the cow is designed to have for the calf, all 92. That's why milk is called nature's most nearly perfect food until we pasteurize and homogenize it, and then we screw it up and make it a poison. All right, so I pass that on to you for what it's worth, and there's a section in here called the first 9 months. I'm going to cover that in the next lessons, the last one. I got one more hour to do here, and I'm going to take this first 9 months. I thought this was a very, very well-written article, and it deals with pregnancy. Now, most of you women, you know, you get pregnant, you have a baby, and then you want to go back to work right away. You know, we don't want to take any time off for this baby. So then we want to be convenient. So we dry up, and then we feed this baby milk. Well, all right, ladies, but the cow's milk is good, but you can't beat human milk. Every animal produces a different kind of milk. Now, in human breast milk, there are 109 different elements. I think it's 109 or 106. Now, that's what we've identified so far. Now, there's 14 more that we have not identified. We don't know what they are. We can see it here in the slide, you know, under the microscope. We don't know what it is. Now, when you go down here and you buy the Similac, they advertise right on the package, this contains 12 essential vitamins and minerals. Oh, my God. Lady, wake up and smell the coffee. You've already got 106 in your breast milk that these guys don't have in Similac. And if they tried to produce a product, it would cost so much you couldn't afford to buy it. Yeah, they've got a product, And babies can live on it. They can actually live on it. We call these bucket calves. We raise calves that way. And they're sickly, puny little runts. So if you want a baby that's a sickly, puny little runt that grows up into a sickly, puny little runt, give him Similac, just like we do our calves. Now, I looked at that years ago, and I said, I don't like puny, sickly calves. So I raise all my calves on cows. I don't get as much milk as my competitor down the street, but my milk is better. It's got all the nutrients in it. Now, if you want your baby to have all the nutrients, then you got to give him whole, raw, human breast milk. Now, if for some reason you can't do that, give him goat's milk. Goat's milk is the closest that you can get to human's milk. It's much better than cow. After the kid gets to be, 6 months old, once you run out of milk, lady, and you're going to wean this calf anyway, well, then go ahead and give him goat's milk until he's about a year or 2 years old. And then once they get to be 2 years old, then they can digest, they can handle cow's milk. And cow's milk was given by us, by our Creator. God himself gave us cow's milk. Yeah, called it a land of milk and honey. If you'll concentrate on raw cow's milk and raw honey for your children as they grow up, you can't miss. Can't miss. Next time I want to take a look at this 9-month special supplement. It's called Prenatal Growth. We'll start with that next time. And let me remind you that this book is available from heirloomseeds.com, Baker Creek Seeds, Mansfield, Missouri, $85, 618 pages or something on that order, something like that. All right, I'm about out of time. I'm not quite out of time yet, but I'm getting that way. Let me give you the publisher here again. Remember, it was Harvest Time Books. And then they're published by Pilgrim Books, Beersheba Springs, Tennessee, 37305. Now, you have been listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review. We're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Remember, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States. We're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the law school and The Law Hour, then please go to our website at georgegordon.org. Now, the law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school. It is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc, and the Law Hour website is updated weekly, and it has a radio log schedule and archives. All of that can be accessed through our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Well, I just got the signal. Time's up. I've got to leave it right there, so we'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station, God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, and good night, friends.